Welcome to Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 155 on February 27th, 2017. Changing the world, one ass at a time. If you enjoy and appreciate my work and you want to help me spread the word about pegging, consider purchasing your pegging equipment and sex toys from EnticeMe.com. EnticeMe offers only high-quality, body-safe, non-toxic toys, and you won't find better and more personalized customer service anywhere. Did you buy a sex toy and aren't sure how to make it work? Tiffany is always just a phone call away. Improving your sex life and buying high-quality sex toys has never been easier. Okay, the first thing I want to talk to you guys about today harkens back to a previous podcast where the woman wrote in and mentioned that her boyfriend was in support of the barring trans people from their correct gender bathroom, the whole bathroom bill thing. And I just wanted to mention that I found a brief article that I'm going to put the link to, and I'm also going to email her and let her know about this. And all I'm going to do is tell you the headline of it, and then you guys can click through and read it if you want. The headline is this: more GOP politicians have been arrested for sexual misconduct in bathrooms than trans people. Okay? So I just kind of figured that would be a really good thing for her to show her boyfriend. So I'm going to put that up in the Linkorama. There you go. Now, moving right along to letters, this is an ancient letter that I found in the depths of my inbox, and I'm embarrassed that it's so old. However, I did email this couple and ask them, you know, did I blow it here? Did I talk about this on a podcast? And I can't remember because this is an amazing letter, and I can't believe that I never included it in a podcast. And they said no, that I hadn't, and that they were thrilled that I'd found it and gave me permission to not only read this, but said that they would soon be sending an update. They sent me this letter in August of 2014, and it says, "Appreciative couple in New England. Dear Ruby, my wife and I are sitting here on our deck, just finished a fantastic barbecue dinner, and reflecting on the adventures we've experienced in the last 18 months. You see, I've been curious about anal, both giving and receiving, for many years. I had convinced my wife to try pegging about 10 years ago. When I say convinced, it was more of a reluctant, okay, I'll try it. I didn't know it at the time, but she was very concerned. Is he gay? Will this help him decide to leave me for a guy? Why? What is going on? So we tried it twice after spending about $200 on the equipment. Ah, so close and yet so far. In the following years, our marriage was tumultuous for a number of non-sexually related issues. We started moving past these issues about 2 to 3 years ago. About 18 months ago, I convinced her, with slightly less reluctance, to try again on a weekend excursion. She still had the same questions. Why? Is he leaving me for a guy? What the hell? It was just about a year ago now that I stumbled across your podcast and listened to a few episodes. Honestly, while I knew I liked receiving anal, I wasn't entirely sure what it all meant. I never considered myself gay, of course not that it would be a bad thing if I was, but I wasn't, but wondered if I was the only straight guy in the world who liked getting a dildo up my ass. Your podcast clarified much of the confusion and questions I had and gave me the information to have very candid conversations with my wife about it. The things you kept repeating: it's not the part of the body that's stimulating, it's who does the stimulating. The equipment reviews, the info you share in constant reaffirmation that what I like is not who I am. The increased communication and the strengthening of the bond between us, bond, not bondage yet, funny, is directly related to your podcast. You have truly changed our life in a very positive way. My wife is saying, you saved our marriage. People notice our closeness, our chemistry now, and comment on a regular basis. We just smile. In the last year, I've received handjobs and blowjobs on hikes and while kayaking. We've been to and gotten sunburned at a nudist resort. I fingered her to orgasm on the way home from a funeral while driving down the highway. We've used the couple app you recommended to exchange naughty pictures. We've fucked right on the side of the road in the car on a recent Colorado trip while other cars were passing within 10 yards of us. We fucked very briefly in an outdoor motel spa late one evening in Texas. I sat on a balcony in Colorado naked and sent her pics back home. It's not uncommon now to fuck for 10 or 15 minutes in the morning before work, but we usually hold the orgasm for longer sessions. Earlier today, she caught me watching porn and asked if I wanted a blowjob. I said I'd rather have an edging handjob since I absolutely wanted to save my orgasm for tonight when she is pegging me. We're both rather anxious since we had planned pegging sessions both last night and the night before, but the edging went too far on both nights. I know, there are worse problems a marriage can have, right? Early last spring, we took a road trip to Providence to the Adam and Eve Superstore. I brought along newly purchased toys that we played with en route, opening and playing with a new one every couple hours at rest stops, secluded parks, parking lots once it got dark. Yum! Nipple clamps, Wee Vibe, new lube, our Jacques harness, and a new dildo, though we waited till we got home for the last one. We even had to stop at another porn shop on the way home to get a vibrating egg for her. All of our over 30-minute car rides without the kids now include at least some of your podcast. Think of the effect of listening to you for 60 minutes on our way to our first nudist resort. I love getting pegged for the physical sensations, but even more so for the emotional ones. I feel so open, vulnerable, and connected to her in ways not possible when I am fucking her. I am completely lost in the experience. As you've explained many times, far better than I could, when I am fucking, I am thinking about maintaining my erection, giving her pleasure, sustaining without coming too quickly, and not prolonging it past her desire, her position slash comfort, and my position slash comfort. And is this when our daughter will call looking for a ride home from work? Did I mention we're straddling 50? She's a year under, and I'm a year over, and we've been married 22 years. Thanks for your words. Keep going. If our paths do ever cross, we would both give you the listener's hug. But I get to take a picture of you and my wife hugging. Then we'll both fall to our knees and chant, "We are not worthy," a la Wayne's World. Wow, what an amazing letter to start the podcast with. So you see how when I found this, I thought, oh my goodness, this is just an amazing letter. So if I haven't read it on my podcast, I really, really want to. My goodness, you two are having so much fun. It warms my heart. It thrills me. It makes me so happy to hear of stories that I would term like sexual renaissance, you know? You always have that in the beginning. You got the new relationship energy, you can't keep your hands away from each other, and then perhaps periods of it off and on, but as you mentioned earlier in your letter, you know, life gets in the way, things happen, and many times it has nothing to do with sex, and it just gets put on the back burner all too often. To find yourselves once again feeling like you can't keep your hands off of each other is just amazing. I'm so happy for you both. And this is what I mean, everybody listening. This is what I mean when I say that pegging has been known to revive a stalled relationship, to breathe new life into it, to give you something to connect with, to really deepen that intimacy with. And somehow it seems to encourage the open communication necessary for exploring other sexual territory, even if it's not pegging. The act of pegging itself requires pretty open communication just because of what it is. And I think that that open communication then can get carried over into other sexual areas. It sort of paves the way, if you will. I mean, I don't want to give it too much credit. That can happen with any sexual act that you choose to do that requires a lot of conversation about it. Then that ability to communicate about your sexuality together and that feeling of trusting each other with the openness and things can get carried over into other areas of your sexual relationship. So then doing something like going to Mojo Upgrade can be an amazing experience, but it sounds like you two don't even need that. One word of caution for you. Adam and Eve is a crappy store. They don't sell a lot of good things. So choose a different store next time. Choose a little boutique sex toy store, because the boutique ones so often carry the higher quality ones. And if you're going on a trip, then scope out that ahead of time. In fact, you could plan where you're going according to doing a little tour of boutique sex shops, or order your stuff from Entice Me have it before you leave and have dates on the packages when you're going to open them. Anyway, thank you so much for writing this in, and I'm sure everybody listening as well as me is looking forward to the update. So when you get to that, we'll be happy to hear how the appreciative couple in New England is doing now. Thank you so much for sending this. Okay, this is another email. I have a question. I hope you can help. I've been married for 12 years. About 2 months ago, I finally told my wife that since I was a teenager, I'd been turned on by pegging and would like to try it. She was game, so we tried it, and I like it. She said she likes doing it. Since then, we've done it about 4 times, and I'm really into it. How do I tell her that I'm really into it, and I want to get a bigger strap on and other things, because I don't want to upset her? Okay. So you have already, sir, stepped over the line that most men worry the most about, which is breaking it to your partner and having her be really accepting about it and having her say, this is fun, I like it. So it sounds to me as if your fears revolve around how much you like it, as well as you wanting bigger toys. And that's legitimate because a lot of times when guys first find out about pegging, they're so into it because it offers such amazing orgasms that that's pretty much all they want to do. Now, of course, that's not fair to their partner because she is still wanting regular sex and all kinds of other things as well. And, you know, equal time and pleasure for your partner. So I do sometimes recommend scheduling things. Now, if you tell her, look, this is like the best thing since sliced bread that I have found out about sexually, and I'm so glad that you're into it and you like it, but I don't want to overdo it. So how about we schedule it so that I know I have it to look forward to every so often? And you and she agree on a schedule that works for both of you, depending on the frequency of your existing sexual encounters. You know, if you do it like 3 times a week, maybe once a week, you can do the pegging. And you need to absolutely make sure that you try your very best to send her to the moon with whatever she likes the best on the other days. So that way you have it to look forward to, and you don't have to really want it every single time and kind of do that push-pull thing where it's like, will you peg me tonight? Because that's what you really want every single time. Well, you know, it's not going to happen every single time because it's not fair to her, but at least you will have that to look forward to, and you will know that that's happening. And not only will it be good to know that's happening, because then you can clean out, you can prepare yourself, but you can also have fun with it and text each other and be all sexy about it. You know, you can text her and say, I can't wait for you to fuck me tonight and stuff like that, which is really, really fun and increases the anticipation. So the other thing is about wanting bigger toys. So I don't think that that will be a problem if you just explain it to her from an informational point of view. Sort of like, you know, I want to try the bigger toys because I have read and heard that girthier toys contact the prostate more and can potentially give me more pleasure. So I want to check that out. And just let her know and make it no big deal. Try not to be embarrassed. Try not to be self-conscious. And when you talk with her about it, just make it very matter of fact that you want to try this. And also let her know that you have researched it and you know the rules of safety for using bigger toys and that this is not going to cause you any kind of physical injury or lasting problems, that a lot of people do this and it's perfectly safe, because she may have some concerns about that too. In terms of her just having judgment because you want to be like a size king, I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but it's hard for me to know what her attitude is about it and what she might be judgmental about. It's quite possible that your fears of her judging you are baseless and that she'll be totally fine with it. Approach it from an informational point of view, I think, is your best bet. Calmly, not in bed, and there you go. Let us know how it goes. I'm happy that you and she are enjoying the pegging. You're already to a wonderful place, and you're just kind of fine-tuning it, is what it sounds like. So good luck to you, sir, and thanks for writing in. Ah, and another email. This is great because the subject line on this one is, big thanks from a size king. Speaking of size kings, right? Ruby, I've wanted to write in and thank you for a long time. I'm a foreman who spends his days building big towers, where some days every floor looks like the last and monotony is the most dangerous job site hazard I have to confront. But thanks to you, I can put in an earbud and drown out the sounds of metal chop saws, hammer drills, the whir of crane motors, and fill my head with something a little more pleasant. The sexy stories of other people's pegging experiences and your analysis of issues and how one might confront said issues seems tireless and shows how much you really care. I really enjoyed your interview with the Marine, Mark, I think it was, and could identify a lot with his position. I am in a profession where overarching machismo is generally the norm, and my outward appearance of being a mid-30s, very fit, tall, supposedly alpha male garners me a spot in society that doesn't really fit who I am at home or in the bedroom. My wife and I have been married for over a decade and have been pegging on and off for quite a bit longer than that. When we started, the choices were limited, and we purchased a purple leather vacu-lock harness with an 8-inch jelly dildo. Man, did it smell. It did the trick, but was not ideal for my wife, as it pinched her with its crude plastic attachments and G-string-style strap. When other choices became available, I was quick to upgrade. I am pretty frugal with my money, but when it comes to anal and pegging, price tags become invisible. The next harness was an Annie O from Outlaw Leather, basically a very nice Aslan harness before Aslan existed. Outlaw is no longer making harnesses, I believe. I also purchased a Share XL and Tiger Dildo from Fun Factory to accompany the harness initially, and eventually a Fieldo More and Tantus O2 Revolution. I like the Share XL and Tiger, but the texture on both is a bit much for extended, vigorous pegging, and the bulb of the Share XL is a bit too big for comfort for my wife. Personally, I like the dual density of the Revolution Dildo. They no longer make this model. And it's big head, but my wife prefers the Fieldo More with a Tango bullet in it. The Fieldo feels fantastic to me, but can be a bit pokey at certain angles. I was able to acquire, through ridiculous amounts of effort and frustration, two different models of Velvet Ness harnesses. Both are absolutely wonderful and sexy and are functionally brilliant, but I cannot condone anyone in taking on the nightmare that is Velvet Ness customer service and order fulfillment. Last year, I added a Wee Vibe 4 into the mix so that my wife could use single dildos and effectively get the feel of a double. It has been great, but requires a pair of panties to hold it in for the long term, since after a few orgasms, it wants to exit its juicy confines. Our most recent foray at pegging last week was one of my favorites yet, although thinking about it, they are all my favorites. I texted her while at work and asked if she would be into a little extra kinky time, knowing she would know exactly what I meant. She said of course, and that she had a feeling I was in need. She seems to know when I am fiending for it. Once home, I did some normal household duties with an abnormally present hard-on, and once done, asked her if she was still game. She said, of course, and wasn't that the plan? Wondering why I was doing normal household chores at all. I laughed and excused myself to clean out in the bathroom. Coming out of the bathroom, she was dressed in a black strapless bustier, a high-waisted black lace corseted garter belt, and a smile. We laid out the arsenal, and I suggested trying a new dildo in conjunction with the Wee Vibe. She smirked and said if I wanted to give it a try, she was into it. The new toy was a Karina model from Vamp and is about 2.3 inches by 9 inches of pure pleasure. We've actually had it for a while, but I've been bashful to suggest she use it on me. I helped her load it into the Velvet Nest harness using its clever Velcro system to secure it, and then took a time out to see to her needs. I embraced her and kissed her from her lips down her body, caressing her in her lacy attire, and then laying her back on the bed so that I could eat her pussy. I love eating my wife's pussy as she pinches her nipples and writhes in ecstasy. I grab her ass and elevate her so that I can drive my tongue in as deep as possible, and then work up and down, flicking her clit and sucking it into my mouth. She asked for her vibe to join the party, so I grabbed the Lilo vibe and drove her to orgasm after orgasm till she couldn't take it anymore. Now we put the Wee Vibe to work. She slipped on a pair of black lacy panties to keep it on the job. Then I helped her get the harness and dildo on. An absolute picture of pegging paradise every time. She blows my mind with her femininity while rocking a big old cock. Perfectly framed, beautiful ass, amazing breasts, lace plastered in between, and a big old dick to pin her husband to the mattress with. I got down into doggy with my ass facing the edge of the bed so that she could stand behind me. With a generous slathering of lube on the toy and my ass, she started to ease the toy in until I reached back and pulled her into me, feeling her thighs hit the back of my legs. Long strokes, short strokes, fast, slow, doggy, missionary, standing doggy in front of our full-length mirror, we fucked and made love until neither one of us could take it any more. I pulled her harness off and pulled her on top of my face on the bed and ate again, then repositioned her on me, and lasted only a few minutes until I unloaded everything I had, speechless. Every time that we peg it, it is amazing, and I am thankful for her open-mindedness and sensuality. I have been into anal almost since I started masturbating. At 12, I just matter-of-factly wanted to feel penetration, knew I could, and made it happen. I carved dildos out of hardwood and used them on myself until I was old enough to go to the adult store and get a vibrator. Now I have quite the set of toys at home. But there are those that are my wife's and mine, and there are those just for me. Solo play has been very important for me to know what gets me off and understand the function of all regions of my ass. I have quite a few large toys, from Bad Dragon, going up to 4.25 inches in diameter and as long as 18 inches. It has taken quite some time to get into this range of size safely, and patience has paid off as the stimulation is off the chart. Even if listeners aren't into the larger sizes that Bad Dragon offers, I still can't recommend them enough. Their customer service and shipping are fantastic, and their products are amazing. Each toy design is available in many different sizes, densities of silicone, and fantastic colors, as well as with or without a suction cup base and cum tube. The suction cup bases are super strong, and the cum tube is super fun to use as a means to lube deep or just give yourself a huge cream pie. On that note, the lube from Bad Dragon is called Cum Lube, and it is the best silicone-compatible lube I have ever used, way better than Sliquid or my next favorite, Astroglide Gel. Well, I didn't intend to write such a long message, but I guess I just got going. Keep up the good work, and please feel free to email me questions on anything I mentioned or didn't. Maybe you can get a 501c3 nonprofit classification for all your hard work so that we can all donate and claim it on our taxes, ha! Next time you drive past a skyscraper going up with an orange man lift making its way up the outside full of gruff, grizzly construction guys, you can imagine at least one of those neon warriors is a fellow pegger. Cheers. Wow. I enjoyed hearing your description of the evolution of toys, starting with the crappy ones because that's all they really had, and finally ending up with some really good ones. I have an outlaw harness as well. I talked about that way back in my earlier podcasts. In fact, I recommended that as one of the best ones I'd found, and then they went out of business, sadly. But I have the Annie O from Outlaw, and I really like it. It's a good one. Its construction is rather ingenious because that triangle actually is unsnappable, so you unsnap these two parts and you can put two single dildos in, base to base, one inside her vagina and one that goes out so she can fuck you. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it just gives you a full feeling in your vagina. I mean, it's not like it moves because it's, you know, you're not thrusting it in and out, but it's still really cool. It's a fun thing to use. So yes, I love my Outlaw harness, but I got very sad when that company went out of business. Let's see. And you mentioned that you braved the Velvet Nest harness. You know, I've heard amazing things about Velvet Nest harnesses, and I think that the design is amazing. It's sexy. It works on all different sizes of dildos. There's so many good things about it, but it doesn't make any difference how good the design is, how good the construction is, how cute they are in terms of feminine and all of that stuff, if you can't fucking get it to your customers. And you are absolutely right. It is a nightmare dealing with Velvet Nest. No matter how good the product is, I would never, ever, ever recommend it to anyone because the customer service is so shitty. There's people that have paid their money and never gotten jack. There's people that have paid their money and had to harass somebody for 6 months before they got it. I mean, it's awful. So yes, I really would love it if someone would start making a harness that was very much like the Velvet Nest harnesses, because that would be one more option for fabric harnesses that can be washed. And especially it's a cool one when it's a fabric harness that can be adjustable to different size dildos, as opposed to having the O-ring sewn in and have that be limited. So anyway, you braved it. You got a couple of different ones. You're the proud owner of the very few who have managed to actually get a Velvet Nest harness. And it sounds like they're serving you quite well. You do have quite an arsenal of toys. You know, you mentioned that the Fieldo gets kind of pokey. I'm sure you've heard me talk about this on the podcast before, but I'll say it again for the listeners who just found me and are listening to their first podcast, and this is it. The Fuse Tango, F-U-Z-E, the Fuse Tango, is not as rigid as the Fieldo, so it's going to feel less pokey. And the other thing that recommends the Fuse Tango is that the little insertion point where you put a bullet vibe in there is made better. It's positioned better than the Fieldo, so more vibrations happen. The clitoral stimulation is more intense. It sounds like your wife orgasms relatively easy, so this probably isn't something that important to you. But I heard you loud and clear when you talked about how you really like the dual density, the feel of the dual density dildos. You know, you mentioned that you like the Tantus O2 Revolution, which they don't make anymore. There is a line of toys that's made by Blush Novelties called Real Nude, and they're lovely dual density toys, and they are not as expensive as most of the dual density toys out there. And they all have suction cups on the bottom. So you might want to take a look at those. I'll put some links to the bigger ones, since it sounds like you're into the big toys, sir, which I totally salute you. And yes, you are absolutely a size king. And I love that you mentioned safety, too, because when you play with those big toys, you really do need to be concerned about safety. And patience is a virtue. You definitely need to work your way up to it. And let's see, what else in your letter here? There was all that totally hot stuff of the story about what you did the other night. Wow, that was really hot, very erotic, and inspiring. I definitely really enjoyed your description of how you have your own toys and that your own sexual relationship with yourself, so to speak, is really an important part of your sexuality. I can't emphasize that enough, that this is a really healthy and important way to approach sexuality, because if you explore the limits of and where to find your pleasures of your own body, then you know how to tell your partner to please you. And you kind of know what your limits are, you know what your turn-ons are, and what better way to do it than exploring by yourself and using toys and using whatever you want and figuring it out and then bringing that knowledge to a partner to let them know. And it's not just for research either. It's an absolutely awesome way just to be good to yourself and have some fun. So good for you that you have your own set of toys. How awesome. And I'm not surprised that the vast majority of them probably have suction cups. So thank you to the construction guy up on the skyscraper who loves pegging. I appreciate you writing in with such detail and helping to destroy the stereotype of the strong macho guy is the last guy who'd be taking it up the ass, because you clearly enjoy taking it up the ass, and I support that 100%. I'm happy for you and your wife. And it's also kind of cool to know that there's a guy up on a skyscraper listening to my podcast. I don't know why, but that's a cool thing to know, so thanks for letting me know about that. Okay, well, happy pegging, you two, and thank you so much for writing in. So this is a message that I got sent on Facebook to someone who's not even my friend on Facebook. It's one of those, you know, request things that someone sent you a message and you have to say yes. Hi, Ruby. I am a pegging virgin. That's all in caps, by the way. I am a pegging virgin and looking for a mature woman. But all I have been able to find are these woman dominatrices in these websites that want to degrade, berate, torture, and insult me. Me is in caps. Which I will not stand for. Can you help me in my search? My is in caps too. This was a very bizarre message to get, so I kind of had to read it on the podcast, because bizarre can be fun. You know, commenting on bizarre can be fun too. So, okay, you're a pegging virgin and you're looking for the mature woman, but all you're finding are the websites. So clearly you are not looking in the correct place, sir. Where you need to be looking is just for a regular partner. If what you're looking for is a professional to experience the pegging with, then what you need to do when you're looking for a professional is to ask them if they also offer sensual pegging without all the dominatrix stuff. So eventually you will be able to find a professional who can offer you that kind of experience. But it's important to be very clear about that with your provider. So if what you're looking for is to experience the pegging and you don't want a relationship, you just want to do the pegging, then the pro would be your best choice. So if you are also looking for a relationship, then the best way to do this is to look for someone who fits your categories of what you look for in a relationship, but is also sexually open as well. That might be one of your criteria already. And when you find someone like that and meet them, lay your kink cards out on the table very quickly and tell them, look, this is something I'm interested in experiencing. Because at that point in time, you don't have anything invested. If you've met them on a dating site or someone introduced you or something like that, then you don't have anything invested. You don't have time spent with this person. You have not developed a relationship. So the best time to lay that interest out is really soon. Because that way, if they're going to go running to the hills, then they run to the hills, you know. No harm, no foul, because you didn't have anything invested. And it's better to scare them off right away, I believe. What is left after you say that, and the people who aren't scared, are the type of woman that you want to have a relationship with. It is into sexual exploration. So those are my recommendations for you. Good luck to you, sir. I hope you find what you are seeking. Okay, this next letter is from Mistress Lucy. Check it out. And the subject line is New Anal Toys, Ox Balls. Hi, Ruby. Great work as always. Wanted to point you to the Ox Balls Anal Toys. Been using the Ox Balls Rosebud, a wonderful anal toy. This helps stretching out a good bottom for a good pegging stretching. First time I used it on a sub, he had a hands-free orgasm. Once it's in and stretches, it hits his prostate and his fluid is everywhere. Not sure the excitement he had was in anticipation. I tried again in a later session, and yes, it did happen again. It's a wonderful toy and design. Please pass this on to your listeners. I will post a video of it on my sub on my Tumblr, Mistress Lucy Strap. So it's MistressLuciStrap, if you want to go look at her Tumblr. Give it a try on your next bottom. Your fan, Mistress Lucy. So I checked out the Ox Balls Rosebud, and it's a really interesting thing where it's almost like if you took an orange, say, and cut it into four segments, but they're connected at the bottom, so you can actually take those four segments and push them together, at which point you push it into the ass, and then they kind of expand out when they're in there, because there's enough rigidity to where it does expand out again. My question would be, how easy is it to remove this thing from somebody's ass? I mean, I know that it's still silicone, and so it's only a certain amount of resistance, but I was kind of wondering about that. It does seem to be an ingenious idea, because those little segments, when they bloom out, sort of like a flower does, absolutely one of them is going to be hitting the prostate pretty directly. So how exciting that this could potentially cause a hands-free orgasm. It certainly did on your sub. And I did some research, so I want to give you some measurements for everybody, because these are definitely rather advanced toys. There is Rosebud 1 and Rosebud 2. Rosebud 1 has a diameter of 2.5 inches at its widest part when it's closed, and when it's open, it gains another half inch, so it's 3.0. The Rosebud 2 starts at 3.0, and open is a 3.5. So this is for the size kings, everybody. This is for the people who have some experience and stuff. I would be thrilled to have one of those, though. So I think I might check that out, because this seems like a perfect anal toy that is absolutely not going to come out. So I would also be curious about long-term wear, about how it feels walking around with it in and that kind of thing. Be very interested in that. Oh, my mind goes straight to a guy cooking for me naked in my kitchen while wearing that, right? And every step it's pressing on his prostate. Oh, yes. Okay, moving right along here. Thank you for writing in, Mistress Lucy. And I'm going to put a link to the Rosebud. I'm going to put a link to Mistress Lucy's Tumblr. And previously, I forgot to mention on the other emails I read that I'm going to put a link to the Fuse Tango for the guy that's got the pokey field dough. And, you know, you're going to find all that stuff on my Linkorama. And okay, let's go to the next email. Subject line for this was pegging. I have always loved anal eroticism. It was something I always hid and was ashamed of. I decided to be upfront about it with my next partner, who agreed, but now will not even discuss it. I miss it terribly. I feel like I've lost something important that I can't regain. It's refreshing to read about someone who has had a breakthrough in their lifestyle. And that's all this person wrote. So, the first thing I would recommend, sir, if you don't know about it already, is podcast number 112. It's sad, and I feel bad for you that you had a partner who initially agreed and now won't discuss it. Usually when that happens, it involves fears. And it's so difficult when those fears are something that your partner won't talk about. So I have found that the best way to get everything out on the table is to ask her to please listen to podcast number 112. And of course, you need to listen to it first because only you can decide if it's an appropriate podcast for your partner. But podcast number 112 lays all that stuff out on the table in case she does have those fears. And I would almost guarantee you that she does. I mean, just the way that you phrase it, you know, she won't even discuss it now. Either she has the fears, or perhaps she's mentioned it to a friend who has said, oh my God, no, no, because he's either gay or he's blah, 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 and all of this stupid stuff that is usually associated with pegging, the myths and misconceptions. So give that a listen, sir. I'm going to put a link to it in the Linkorama. It's pretty much there every single podcast because it's so effective at introducing all of these concepts and addressing them and putting it out all on the table so that you can then talk about it. Because I don't say, no, he's not gay, or no, he's not bisexual. I say, well, you need to talk to your partner. You know, this is a possibility. So these are things that you two need to discuss. I give information. I don't try and persuade. And above all, one of the things I do in that podcast is emphasize over and over again that this is a gift that your partner has given you by allowing them to know you on a deeper level, because you have just let them know about a deeper level of what turns you on. And so that is an intimate gift that you're giving them. So anyway, go listen to it. See if you can get her to listen to it. And hopefully you two can start talking about this and move towards some sort of anal pleasure. Even if she doesn't want to strap it on, if she can use a dildo on you or something. And if all else fails, get some really good toys and at least have that for yourself. I know it sounds like you really want it with your partner, but if she absolutely refuses, then it's something that you can give to yourself. Good luck to you, sir, and thank you so much for writing in. Okay, another email, and this is about the bee vibe. I saw the information about the rimming vibe on your webpage. I ordered one and was impressed with the vibrations and selections. The sad part is that this plug will require a butt plug harness to keep it in. The rimming section is too close in size to the inserted part, and if using it for anything other than sitting or laying down, it will slip out. What a shame. P.S. Your podcasts rock. I'm 59, have been pegged a few times, enjoyed it immensely, and I'm hoping to get my new wife of 15 months to play a bit more. An old girlfriend enjoyed playing. But sex alone doesn't a long-term relationship make. We did have a lot of fun with being strung up, flogged, and impaled on a nice cock. A mountable cock, like the Vaculok, can be secured to an old drum tripod stand. The combination of being strung up, restrained with ankles spread wide, and then having a healthy cock worked into a played with and well lubed ass is incredible. Flogging, nipple play, and either a nice hand or blowjob to end one half of a session is really hard to beat. And that's all he wrote. Wow, okay. Yes. So let's go back to the beginning of your email. For people who have what I would call relaxed asses, yes, your point is well taken. The size of the neck of it, or the rimming part, is close enough to what's inserted to where it will slip out. That doesn't happen with everybody, but with people who are used to doing anal play, absolutely that can happen sometimes. And it is a bummer that it happened with you. I do find those butt plug harnesses to be quite sexy on. The one that I have that I like very much has a ring in front where the cock and balls go through, and then it fastens up around the waist, and it's got the thing on between the cheeks that holds the butt plug in. Yes, I like those very much. They're really sexy. So I suppose you could still wear that under your clothes and give your wife the remote. Anyway, so I find your description of the vacu-lock dildo on an old drum tripod stand. You, sir, are an inventor. You are a get-it-done kind of craftsman with the sexual stuff. I love this. But I find it hard to envision because I guess I'm just really not comfortable being strung up. And by that, I mean potentially like suspended. I want people to be comfortable while I fuck them. And so I would probably just have a guy tied to a massage table while I beat him and fucked him. That's my favorite thing to do. Being strung up, you know, hanging from something just sounds so uncomfortable to me. But some people love it. So thank you for that amazing description. And I had to laugh at your last sentence because it's like to end one half of a session. And what I assume you're implying there, sir, what you're intimating is that she gets hers in the other half is what immediately came to mind. But I found your phrasing of that to be quite intriguing. Oh, and as for your preference for the Bad Dragon cum lube, the ingredients in it include polyethylene oxide, which is basically just a different name for polyethylene glycol. And this is an unacceptable ingredient, according to enticeme.com. It's an alcohol derivative and can be a known irritant. So to use it as a lubricant seems kind of crazy. But if it works for you, that's awesome. The alternative that I would recommend, I know you mentioned Sliquid, but the two that are available for pegging that I recommend highly, especially if you like a more gel-like type of lube, because you mentioned the Astroglide gel. The Sliquid Sassy is formulated specifically for anal use. It's very gel-like, it's clear, and it is completely water-based, so if you're concerned about the silicone toys. But you know, I've said this before, I've talked about Sliquid Silk a lot with that 12% silicone. I just get backlashes everywhere I say that this is a good pegging lube because everybody freaks out because their toys are silicone. And so I'm going to go through it one more time for those of you who are just tuning in today. Silicone toys need to be silicone toys and they're not always labeled correctly. We've already gone through that in this podcast, right? So if you know that you have a 100% silicone toy because you bought it from a trusted company, then you're concerned about using any kind of silicone lube on it because you don't want to screw up your really nice toy, right? So the fact of the matter is that really good quality silicone lubes actually work with really good silicone toys. Now, they're not going to say that because of liability. They're not going to say that because if you go and you buy a crappy toy and it has a label on it that says 100% silicone and the Uber Lube, which is a really good silicone lube, fucks up your toy and then you're pissed off. See the problem they can get into here? Because of the labeling bullshit, you really don't know when you buy it if it's a real silicone toy or not, which is why you buy from the trusted company. Now, the Sliquid Silk is only 12% silicone, so it has even less of a chance of causing a problem with any toys that you have. I have a slew of toys. You can only imagine how many toys I have. I use Sliquid Silk on every single one of them. So if there's a fear about silicone compatibility, I've got Tantus toys. I've got Blush Novelties Real Nude Line toys. I have Vixen Creation toys. I have Fun Factory toys. I have Jeju toys. I have all kinds of toys. And every single one of them has never been a problem with the Sliquid Silk. So there you go. I know that people freak out about it, but I've never had a problem with it. Now, if the cum lube from Bad Dragon is your favorite and it works well for you and you're not, you know, having a problem with it, then more power to you. Okay. Thank you so much for writing in. I'm glad you're enjoying the podcast. Okay, here's another email. Hi, Ruby. I'm a married man in a happy monogamous relationship. I recently purchased a 6-inch pink Please Her dildo and harness by Dilio. Are you familiar with these products? Are they body safe? Thanks. I love your site. You're a beautiful person. Mick. Oh, Mick. Thank you so much for the compliment. And no, what you bought is not a good product. The Dilio is made by Pipe Dream. And Pipe Dream sells a lot of really crappy stuff. I'm not sure which harness you got, but I did find the dildo. So the dildo is made out of PVC, polyvinyl chloride. I mean, they can say all they want that it's phthalate-free, it's latex-free, it's environmentally safe and hypoallergenic, but that doesn't mean it should be put in your body. Here's part of the problem. Right here on their description of the product, it says, Pipe Dream has put a new twist on a classic product to give you the best possible rubber made in the USA. Their American-made rubber is 100% phthalate-free, well, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so rubber is porous, okay? PVC is porous. So what that means is bacteria, germs, icky things can get into the porous nature of the rubber, and you can never truly sterilize it. And then it ends up harboring bacteria, and the bacteria is in the toy. So if you've ever heard stories of people saying, like, every time I use that dildo, I get a UTI, uterine tract infection, that's what's going on here. It's really nasty. So rubber products suck, and Pipe Dream is not a company to trust. It's a shame when people buy bad stuff right off the bat. But you know, when you spend like 11, 12 bucks for a dildo, that's what you're going to get. You spend like 20 bucks for a harness, that's what you're going to get too. If you are very frugally minded, I would suggest you save up your money for a really good dildo and you use scarves for the do-it-yourself harness. I'll put the link to that one more time because I think it's a really smart thing to do to only buy good stuff. It can change the entire experience of pegging. You've heard a lot of people writing in saying bad harnesses pinch and stuff like that and are difficult to use and they're uncomfortable, and this can affect the entire act. You've also heard people on podcasts writing in that I read their letters who say, oh my God, when I got the really good equipment, it was fucking awesome. So I encourage you to listen to these people, and everyone else listening who has not bought equipment yet, buy once and buy quality, okay? You really need to buy quality. You can use this for a while and put a condom over it, but I wouldn't really want to put anything with PVC inside me without a condom over it. What you want to look for are toys that are 100% silicone, and you want to get them from companies that are trusted companies. And once again, for everybody just tuning in here, the reason that that's so important with the trusted companies is because labels cannot be trusted. Sex toys are unregulated. They can put whatever they want on the labels and they can say 100% phthalate-free and it can be not true. They can say 100% silicone and it can not be true. And there are no repercussions for this mislabeling because it's an unregulated industry. Not just because it's unrelated, but because they get labeled as for novelty use only. And novelties, by definition, mean that there's no use, even though we're taking these things and fucking sticking them in our bodies, right? It's crazy. So anyway, trusted companies, and I talk about those a lot during all of my podcasts and all the links to the toys and things like that. Pipe Dreams is not one of them. Adam and Eve is not one of them. Doc Johnson is definitely not one of them. One of the things I object to the most about companies that sell porous toys is that they do not tell their customers what the deal is. So basically, they're selling a porous dildo, and of course, maybe there's no phthalates in there, and that's awesome. Maybe it's just a good quality rubber toy that's porous, which it sounds like is exactly what you have. Do they tell people that bacteria can hang out in the porous little holes in there and that it ends up being unsterilizable and that can harbor bacteria and cause infections and things? Do they warn people about that? No. And in my opinion, that's fucked up. We're just going to sell this poor quality dildo to people and we're not going to tell them that there is a shelf life on these dildos because of that exact reason, that porosity. And if you're going to use it, you should probably put a condom over it every time you use it and just know that eventually you're going to throw it away. Go by smell. If there's a bad smell to it, don't buy it. If there's a bad smell to it and it's a rubber toy that you've been putting a condom on, throw it away. Oh, yes. So, unfortunately, bad news for you, sir. This is not a body-safe toy. If If you want a body safe toy, you can shop at enticeme.com and get anything you want on enticeme.com is going to be perfectly body safe and non-toxic. And you will support my work at the same time. If you are, again, looking for the frugal option, I'm going to put that link to the do-it-yourself scarf harness. And I'm also going to put a link to the grab bag from Tantus. What's happening over at Tantus is they have, well, when they make their silicone toys, what happens is they switch colors sometimes. And so when they switch colors, there's a couple of dildos that end up coming out sort of weird looking. I don't know if it's just a couple, but there's some. Or for some reason, the coloring's not right or something like that. So the grab bag, you can never know what kind of color you're going to get, but you're going to get a quality silicone toy at a much reduced price. So that is a great option. And then every once in a while, Tantus will have sales. So if you're really jonesing for a cheaper toy because you don't have a whole lot of money, that would be where I would send everybody that needs to have the cheap toys. And again, you're not going to get to choose your color, but the grab bag's a pretty awesome option. So there you go, Mick. Good luck with everything. And, you know, if you want to write back and let us know what you got as a replacement, please do. Thanks for your letter. Okay. This last letter, I saved until the last because it's a little bit intense. I was floored when I got this letter, and I wanted to make absolutely sure that I could read it on my podcast because it's of a very personal nature. So I checked, and he did reaffirm that, yes, this was okay to read on the podcast. Thank you very much for helping me. This letter is not easy to write, but it's something I need to do. Let me give you a little history about myself. I am 42 years old and have been married for 16 years to the most amazing woman. We are best friends and have a great sex life. When our relationship got serious, I told her that I was sexually abused when I was a child. That was all I told her, and she was very understanding and supportive. We have never talked about it again. Every time she would bring it up, I would just say, I don't want to talk about it. That's what tough men do, right? I have never talked to anyone about all the horrible things that I was made to do. I was molested from the ages of 5 until 15. At that time, I was strong enough to fight my way out of the situation. When I moved out of my house, I suppressed everything deep inside, never to be spoken of again. That's what I thought was the best thing to do, just move on and act like nothing happened. I know now that that was not the healthiest thing to do, but that was the only thing I knew to do. My wife and I have always loved ass play with her. We tried pegging about 4 years ago, but it did not go so well. When I found your podcast, I started listening and I realized all the things we did wrong. It seemed like every podcast I learned something about relationships and pegging. You kept saying, communication is so important. Talk about sex and your desires. I finally got the courage to ask her to listen to podcast number 112. She has been hooked ever since. We learned so much that when she fucked me, it was so amazing. You kept saying about the emotional aspect to pegging, but I never expected to feel what I did. For the first time, I allowed myself to be vulnerable and give complete control to someone. It was an amazing feeling. I kept so many emotions trapped inside me. The next day, I just started crying on my way to work. It has taken me weeks to realize that I was ready to deal with all of my abuse from my childhood. I don't know if you realize how powerful your podcast is. I have learned so much about myself and my relationship with my wife. Every podcast, I learn something. I've started telling my wife about the abuse last night in detail. We decided we need to find a sex-positive therapist to help us with dealing with this. If it wasn't for you and your podcast, I would still be trapped inside myself. Thank you so much for everything you do. I'm sure there is so much more I could write, but I feel like I'm just rambling. You are an amazing person, and I'm so glad to get this off my chest. Thank you. You can hear me choking up here. Wow. So when I got this, I cried, of course. I mean, wow. I'm always honored when my words help someone. And when my words help someone who has been through so much, it's even more of an honor. I am so glad that you found your way through this and that pegging seemed to be the instrument that really worked and that my words of communication and things like that helped as well. I'm not a therapist, but I know that burying feelings inside about something traumatic that happened to you is never a good thing, and dealing with those feelings, talking about them with a therapist, telling your partner about the trauma you experienced, helps get it all out, and also helps your partner to know you better, to know what you went through. So I commend you on your courage. I commend you on taking that step, because it can't have been easy. The fact that the pegging was the catalyst to get you into an emotional place simultaneously kind of floors me and thrills me, because I know the potential of that deep emotional place, and I know the potential of how far pegging can take you into it. I have had experiences with men who have PTSD from battle, who have had a similar experience in terms of the emotional depth and the tears and the opening the box of emotions back up so that they can access it. So there's a healing thing that happens because of that. I wish I understood it perfectly, and I wish pegging was something that was more mainstream and sexuality so that you could talk about this as a potential source of beginning to heal, a potential source of accessing your emotions again. Wow. Thank you for writing in, for sharing that. I really, really appreciate you sharing your story with us, because undoubtedly, at some point, there were going to be other people out there in similar situations. And we all learn when we share our journeys. People learn. So thank you for writing in. And I am just wanting to send you virtual hugs and lots of love to both you and your wife. Take care and have fun with the pegging. Okay. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. At pegging101.com, you will find informational articles about pegging only, without the kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you like. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. If you order some body-safe, non-toxic, sexy new toys from enticeme.com, please remember to use the coupon code WRITER for 15% off your purchase. Send your questions to Ruby at peggingparadise.com. All your questions are welcome, and my listeners are going to learn along with you, so don't be shy. Send me those questions, throw them in my mailbox, or call me at 805-500-6544. Thank you for downloading and listening, everyone. You rock. Happy pegging.